I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says they're celebrating a difficult achievement in Kazakhstan. Two SGA-supported churches were successfully re-registered with the government. While the churches now have legal favor, Griffith doesn't think they should relax their guard.
They need to be very careful. In Kazakhstan, even with the registered churches, there have been difficulties in, for instance, children's ministries, holding summer camps. Things like that often have to be done very discreetly.
Pray for churches as they go through the re-registration process and that gospel opportunities remain open. Next, we turn to Syrian refugees who are running out of food. Evangelical Free Church Mission supplies refugees with a $50 portion of food, which helps them survive for a couple of weeks. Hundreds of families receive help, and the EFCA is becoming concerned with their food supplies running low. They're asking people like you to consider giving and also to spread the word. Pray for the safety of their workers as well. Many of them run into roadblocks as they travel between the villages. And when you hear concentration camp, what do you think of? Walking skeletons, piles of dead bodies? These camps didn't end with World War II. They're right now all over North Korea, and the underground church considers this their mission field, says Eric Foley with Seoul, USA. 30,000 Christians are in these hellholes.
What the North Korean church says is, pray that we will be found faithful in every circumstance in which the Lord places us.
Could you have faith like that?
There is a difference between freedom of religion and freedom in Christ. And freedom in Christ, as Mr. Bay points out in the book, can't be taken away by the government.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and a fan page on Facebook. Just search for Mission Network News. When you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.